Welcome back to another episode of Exiled Strangers. It's been a while since we've been on here, but now we're back. We've been gone for, when was the last time we uploaded? Like May? Something like that?
Yeah. Late spring.
Yeah. So about 6 months ago or something like that. It's the last time we uploaded and, you know, just life kind of got in the way. We spent time with family. What did we just do recently?
We processed a whole bunch of animals.
A whole bunch of clean animals.
Yep. Stocking the freezer up.
Yep. We did sheep. We did goats, which I just ate some of that goat today, by the way. Some of that ground goat.
How was it?
It wasn't much different. I mixed it. I did like a pound of goat, and then I did a pound of ground beef. Because today I started back on the carnivore diet. So I just ate, some goat, some beef, mixed those two together, just fried it up with this Greek seasoning, which actually pretty good. Yeah. And then I ate like a can of mackerel as well. So I never had mackerel before. So I was like, I like kipper snacks like herring, not pickled herring, but the herring. So I was getting a couple of cans of those, and then I saw a can of mackerel for sale. So I was like, I've never had it. It's clean. Let me try it. I'll stick to herring.
Okay.
Herring is superior for sure. That smoked herring is definitely superior. And I know there's a couple of you guys that are like cringing right now. Just canned fish in general.
Let them cringe.
the mackerel. Okay. So my wife was like, man, that goat really stinks. And I'll keep smelling. I'm like, I don't smell anything. Like, this smells no different than any other ground meat that you'd be frying in a pan. Like, I smell, and it was mixed with beef at the same time. I'm like, all I smell is like just frying meat. And then she makes another comment. She comes back inside and she makes another comment. She's like, man, that goat stinks. I'm like, no, something's off with you. Like, that goat didn't stink. Like, I ate it. It didn't taste any different than it. I mean, it was awesome, by the way.
Okay.
It didn't taste any different than the beef or anything like that. I'm like, I keep smelling things like nothing stinks. And then it hits me, but like 15 minutes later, I'm like, oh, maybe she's smelling that canned mackerel. Yeah. Because she had no idea that I was eating that as well.
Eating the goat of the sea, man.
And with that canned mackerel, I had it opened like before the meat even started cooking. Like, it was just sitting there like just wafting on the counter for like a good half hour before I even ate it. So now that I'm thinking, I was like, hey, maybe smell the trash can, see if it's the mackerel that you're smelling. And I think that's what that was. Was the mackerel. But the goat was off the hook. Had some of that the lamb the other day, made a bunch of chops. Those were good. Nice. I screwed up and overcooked them a little bit, and then the next day, what we did was just like finally chop it and then hit it with some gyro seasoning. And then we had gyros.
I did the chops already and I just kind of pan seared them in a cast iron. I think it was a cast iron. I don't know. It was a pan.
Yeah.
But I got that thing super hot, used some avocado oil, and I had like dry, I put avocado oil on the chops too. I used this dry rub. And it was like, the ingredients for that rub, what it called for, it was a little salty, even for my liking. And I like salty things, but it was delicious, man. Like, it's so much different when you're able to actually process an animal that was raised in a clean manner, you know, than getting a store bought. And it just removes this, I don't know, this nasty taste that I think everybody's always complained about. But I don't know.
Yeah. And the part of that has to do with just it being American lamb versus, because we got it from some friends of mine up in Kansas. There's a difference between it coming from Australia and the breeds that they raise there and then the methods that they use there to raise them. Like, if you guys have ever had lamb and you tasted that gaminess and you're like, man, I don't like that. Part of it is because it came from New Zealand or Australia and it was a wool variety. If you don't like, if you've had that and you don't like lamb, like, especially if you're celebrating Pesach and you're like, man, we got to use some of this gamey lamb again.
You're like, it's got some stank on it.
It's got some stank on it. Then try to find like a local farmer that's raising some hair sheep varieties. Night and day different. Night and day different. Yeah. They're so good. But looking at the freezer, dude, I think we're going to need to make another trip before too long and stock back up.
Yeah, not only that, or I mean, like, get out there and get some deer. And this season, like last deer season, I didn't even hunt last deer season, but the whole season I kept seeing deer all the time, like just everywhere. This year, nothing, dude. It's like they all took off.
Same.
They all went to California or something.
Same. Like, they all mass migrated to the well, how do I say this?
They're in a sanctuary city. It's just chilling.
You're right. The deer went to the sanctuary cities and they ain't messing with us anymore. Dude, I have baited with corn and persimmons legally, because you can bait private property in Texas. I have baited here and have seen no deer. The only thing that I've seen eating that corn were crows. Makes no sense. But yeah, I would love to bag some deer. There was one day that this weather is so freaking crazy. Okay, so yesterday it was 80 degrees. Yeah. The day before that, I think it was 80 degrees. Today it was like 70 something. It's December, y'all. It's almost January. Yeah. And I mean, granted, I'm in Texas, but I'm in like northern East Texas. So it's not like I'm down by the border or anything like that. And tonight, the low is like 27 or something. There's going to be a 50 degree drop tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. Like last night, I think last night our low was like 64, 65. And I'm like, I got a fan on and I'm like, you know, I can't really use the covers even. But tonight, I'm going to be shivering. You know, yeah. I'm going to be shivering.
This is going to be one of those nights where like we start the night off with the AC on and then I'm going to wake up cold in the middle of the night and then I'm going to be turning the heat on.
Yeah. You're going to survival mode. You're like, oh my gosh, what have we done?
Yeah. And then there's some like weird flu going around and
that ain't no flu.
No, like, dude.
I almost died, man.
What?
On our trip.
Oh, gosh.
On our trip. Hey, this ain't no joke.
I hear you.
These plane farts that they're, you know, unleashing all over our beautiful skies. Mm-hmm. It caused a massive sinus infection in my brain area.
Literally.
And I seriously, like, I was losing my vision in my right eye. Like, I was about to just say, drop me off in a field. Like, this is it. This is it, buddy.
But to your credit, though, you toughed it out. You stuck to it despite how crappy you were feeling.
Yeah, it's nothing to brag about. I just survived it. I just lived, you know.
So knowing that what you had wasn't the flu,
right?
There was a person, I guess, within semi-close proximity. I don't know how to say this without like, yeah,
sure.
A person within semi-close proximity that was gonna come visit either today or tomorrow or the next day, and they're like, they have a fever right now, so they went and got checked out and they went and got tested, and I didn't even know this was possible, and I'm still pretty like 99% sure that this isn't possible, but they tested positive for the flu.
Yeah. The wheels are turning in my head, like, when did that become a thing?
It's never been a thing. How do you freaking test for a virus? Like,
I still don't think those are even real.
Germ theory, y'all. All right. So we're just going to stay by it forever on this YouTube monetization possibility. But just check out germ theory. Like, the fact that it's a freaking theory and all of our mainstream medical model is based off of this is absolutely insane. Like, when they were testing out this germ theory thing. They were taking people who were sick. I think they were either prisoners or psych ward inhabitants.
Okay. That's a new one. I like
that. But they okay, so the reason there was a stumble on that is because I didn't want to say the patient, because finding out the recent definition of patient means like he who suffers endlessly, which I guess might be accurate for a lot of the psych ward inhabitants. But they were taking either prisoners or psych ward inhabitants, those who were sick, and they would strap them to a chair, and then they shove this huge syringe up into their sinuses and suck out all the juices and the mucus and all that stuff. And then they would inject it into healthy patients or inhabitants and trying to get them sick, and it would not work.
Wow.
It would not get them sick. So there's also the whole during the Big C, there was that doctor up in, I want to say either Illinois or Idaho or Indiana, one of the I states, that has been saying for years, we don't have a flu season. We have a lack of vitamin D season. There's a reason that the flu season occurs whenever we have the least amount of sun. And then we have even less and less amount of sun with all the crap, all the plane farts.
Yeah, for sure. Today the sun was out for a good while, and I rolled up my sleeves. I was trying to expose as much of my skin to the sun as I could. It was nice, actually. It felt really good.
But yeah. Yeah. We were supposed to get some sort of clear skies today, but it didn't happen.
Yeah. Well, that's going away quick now. The sky outside's looking pretty ominous. So,
yeah. And our winds are insane right now, too. We had clouds going one direction. They were hovering above us, and then they went back the direction they came from, and then did this big U shape in the sky. And then all of a sudden, this haze literally just forms above us. It didn't come in from anywhere. It just formed above us.
Yeah.
And that's all within minutes of recording this podcast.
Bro, that sounds like a movie, a horror movie. They made that literally. It's called The Mist.
Yeah. So then when you bring this up to people, they're like, dude, that's a movie.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, we're living in a really crappy movie, you guys.
Yep. Yep. Okay. So I didn't actually see The Mist. Were there monsters in The Mist?
I think so. I don't really remember.
Got that monster. I don't even know if right even... here.
Wait, what do I got? Oh, man. Well, it's all actually, no. Why am I, it's on my hip. I don't know why I'm looking around, but I was like, what do I have? But there's a small little mini vacuum over there that I can whack something with.
I am surrounded by guns right now.
I got all these knives everywhere. I'm not using any of them. I'm using willpower.
Oh, this is loaded.
Hey, so look, if you're going to have firearms, make sure you follow all safety guidelines.
Yep. Okay? Yep.
That's
Don't point it at anything you don't want to destroy.
Yep. That's all we got to say about that.
That's all we can say about that.
That's it. Yeah, we didn't mess up.
Nope.
I'm not saying it hasn't come close.
Yeah. Yeah. Dang. What else happened? It feels like something crazy happened between.
Bro, there's been so much crazy stuff.
That's the issue.
It's become normal. How do we bring this up? How do we talk about this subject?
You talking about the great sifting that's going on, seeing who drinks like dogs?
Not yet.
Okay.
I wasn't going to.
All right.
But this could lead into that.
Okay.
There was a, we went to a place, and we were directed by somebody, and stop me if you think I shouldn't share this.
No, keep going. I'm still trying to figure out what you're sharing.
Okay. So we went to a place, we were directed to go there to help someone out who is Yasharel, proclaims to be in Yasharel, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not the judge. I'm not saying one way or the other, but discerning the fruits, it's a tough discernment. While we're there, and this is in a very remote area in the mountains. No light. There was no loom from the moon, nothing, no power. And we're inside this building. And
well, important to note, there was no power on the first night we were there.
Right. Randomly. With no explanation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we got there and we had gotten reports that this place is like, I don't even know what you want to call it. Cause I don't know. Like you could say like demonically oppressed, or there's forces at work around it, you know, that are working against that of Yasharel, right? Yeah. You could say that.
And well, keep in mind the reports that are being given are from a person who, what's the fancy word for exaggerates, embellishes almost literally everything we've ever heard from this person.
Sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, I mean, we got there and right when we got on the property, we were driving separate cars. And, anyways, we decided to stop and pray before we went any further. While we're praying like this, if you know how you can like feel when someone like runs up on you, even if you can't see them. So it felt like that, like up to the edge of the wood line, like something ran up and we could hear audibly, like it sounded like some steps right there. You know, the fleshly inclination is to just draw down, you know, keep it real, but praise Yah, because his Ruach is stronger. And so we just prayed through it. Nothing could come near us. Went up inside a couple hours later. Something tried to come and get into the house. And luckily we decided, hey, just not knowing the population around here and what their disposition is, let's just lock the door behind us since we can't see. We have no standoff distance. And yeah, something came up and we couldn't tell at first if it was a bear or not. It started to rattle the doorknob. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, like his ears start ringing.
My right ear, the one that was facing the location, the ear that's closest to the event that's happening starts ringing.
Yeah. Like, in a very loud manner, if I remember correctly, how you described it. Mm-hmm. And I hear complete silence, but I hear someone breathing through the door, like through the crack where the door meets the frame. It's like someone pressed their mouth to it and is like breathing into the room or wanting to get entrance. So this is like a learning lesson. You know what I mean? This is how I took it. I took it as a lesson because I don't think that it wasn't a bear with the way that this property is situated. It wasn't a bear or anything like that. There's no evidence of such. And it couldn't have made it through that little passage without knocking some stuff over. Mm-hmm. And I've never seen
it come up.
Right. And I've never seen a bear press its like little mouth to a door and be like, can you hear me breathe in? I'm a bear. You know,
especially when it's right next to food.
So like, and it wasn't a person, like it was, you know, this was, I do believe, something spiritual, but the lesson here is like, I'm not saying we did the wrong thing, but we started just proclaiming the glory and power and strength of Yahuwah, you know, through Yahusha. And I think that that's an appropriate thing to do. If you look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, or what is it? Hananiah,
I can never remember those names.
Azariah and Mishael.
Yeah.
And they're just, praising Yah in the furnace, right? Well, so I'm not saying it was wrong, but I think that there's a certain amount of authority that we're allowed to walk in. It's not ours, but it's that of Yahuwah and Yahusha, right?
Yeah.
First thing I should have been is, Yahuwah rebuke you in the name of Yahusha, right? Because I don't rebuke anything.
Nope, I have nothing.
I'm just a meat bag right now. The only cool part about us is that Yah's like put his Ruach within us. But anyway, some stuff like that. And then it continued on, kind of some weird stuff happened in both of our locations after the fact, but I mean, at the end of the day,
Dude,
at the end of the day, like, it's weird how disconnected and kind of like calloused you get to those things.
Yeah.
Cause this, how we're talking right now is how we reacted in the moment. It's just,
maybe with a little bit more anger.
Sure. Sure. Frustration. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, so stuff like that, I mean, shoot. This last trip, you know, so I was ready for some odd things to happen, and I don't feel like it did unless we just overlooked it. But
yeah, unless we're just so desensitized to it now, I don't think anything odd happened other than like, the, I mean, nothing odd, but just some characters that we ran into, like at the hotel.
Yeah.
The receptionist she was just entertaining. outspoken and but nothing nowhere near compared to our previous trips. Now on
who that girl reminded me of from the hotel?
Who?
Have you ever seen that old cartoon on MTV, Daria?
I've never even heard of that.
Okay, well, if you ever look it up, that's who it reminded me of.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. My bad.
No, you're good.
My bad. Hey, let me keep these TV references to myself.
No, you're good. You're good. People in the audience probably understand your references, but I have no, I haven't seen a lot of movies or shows.
I know. So. And I envy that about you.
Well,
that's a good thing.
So last night, I was sleeping on the couch because I intended on getting up early to hunt. And when my alarm goes off, I don't want it to wake up like the baby or the wife or anything like that. So it was 2:50 something. Cause I remember it was just before three o'clock. This was last night. I woke up and the dog is like pacing back and forth. Okay. She's like going from the office to her bed in the living room, to the office, to the bed in the living room. And it like woke me up, and like I told her, hey, Chloe, crate. So she would stop like pacing back and forth so I could, you know, I could stop hearing that click clack on the floors and get some doggone sleep.
Yeah.
Cause there's nothing worse than waking up right before your alarm. Like that's the most annoying thing. And this was like a couple hours before my alarm, but and then as she's going back to the office, her collar just like pops off and lands on the,
what?
It was super weird. It was super weird. Now it's a new collar and that clasp isn't that, it's like a belt buckle. It's like a buckle type clasp. Like you have the male end and the female end and it kind of clicks into place and it's not that secure. So, and she has like some dry skin right now, which means she's like itching a lot. So I didn't think too much of it. I thought it was super odd, but I didn't think it was like impossible for it to just fall off. That's not the creepy part. The creepy part is that like I'm sitting there, I'm like laying back on the couch and I'm like, man, how did that even come off? And then like I look back at the back window, which goes into the backyard, and there's some like light, street lights basically. And the back door neighbor has like those back door outdoor lights that they keep on 24/7. And there's this like shadow that keeps passing by that window. And I grab the gun. I go check out, I look out the window, see what's going on. Nothing's back there. And then like early this morning, way before the sun was ever up, all the chickens were out of the coop. They were just like standing by the water, like frozen, as if they like stopped there before they went into the, cause you know, like for those of you guys that don't know, chickens can't see anything once it hits dusk. Like they have horrible night vision. And if they get stuck outside when it's dark, they just kind of stay where they like stop. Otherwise they'll, you know, I mean, they'll bottom of the food chain.
Yeah. They'll either bed down or if there's a branch right around them, they'll roost on it or something. But
yeah, but they were all like surrounding the waterer, just standing completely still. So
wait, but don't you, so hold on, my disconnect here in the story, did you already let them out of the coop?
They go in and out automatically. I just leave the door open for them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we don't have any like predators around here to worry about. Like the cats are, the neighborhood cats are all small enough to get beat up by the rooster. Like nothing really messes with those chickens, and they're surrounded on like three sides by an electric fence. So,
but, and even then it still doesn't make sense that they would come out of the coop before the sunrise.
I don't know that they could have. And not only was it before sunrise, but a very heavy overcast day. So even whenever it was technically sunrise, you could still just barely see, like at for sure sunrise time, you could just barely see. So if I can barely see, I know a chicken ain't seeing nothing.
Right.
It was odd, man. Odd night last night. So I've been up since like 2:50.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's pretty weird. There's no explanation I can like easily draw for that.
Yeah. Especially with the shadow. Like, I don't know. It wasn't like a super defined shadow. It was just clearly something back there that was moving between me and the light.
Yeah.
And when I went back there, I couldn't see anything. So, obviously in those times, I ain't going back to sleep. Like, I'm the husband and the father. I ain't going back to sleep. Screw that. Yeah.
For sure. For sure. You know, the only thing that comes to mind, and I'm not saying this is what it is, but it is possible. Second Baruch chapter 27, and I believe 48, 27 mentions the specters of the Shadim or the demons. So them actually being, you know, visible to mankind. And chapter 48 mentions the doings of the phantasmata, or like the phantoms. It's interesting for sure. I think that there's a lot more happening than people give credit to like spiritual instances, but I don't know, man, that is trippy.
It's odd. And that's not the first time recently, like in recent time, where I've woken up at like 2 or 3. And there was that night, it was like the couple of nights before you came down, or was it the night before you came down? I don't remember, but it was like 2 or 3. And I woke up to, like, I was in some sort of dream. I don't remember what the dream is, but I wake up to, again, it was one of those times where I'm about to go hunting. So I'm on the couch and I wake up to something like rattling the back. No, knocked 3 times on the back door.
Oh, yeah. You told me about that. That was the night before I came.
That was the night before you came then. Yeah. Something knocked 3 times on the back door. And I woke up saying, "Little helper." But knowing, like, I said that, but I knew I was referring to the Ruach. I went and checked the back door. Nothing was there. I obviously didn't open that door. I ain't answering that a door, somebody knocking 3 times at 3 o'clock. That's like the beginning of every horror movie or story ever.
You better believe it is. Hey, yeah. Not only that, like, that's why when I go to bed, like, my dog will come to bed with me. So I got a 100-pound German Shepherd who's like
awesome,
the nicest boy. But if anybody tries to hurt me or anybody that is like directly related to me that he knows that I care about, he reads on that, you know, like he's gonna really put a valiant effort into defending us. I don't know how else to put that, but like he comes to bed with me, he'll lay in there, he'll huff and puff for like, you know, 10 minutes or so, and then he goes out and lays by the front door. Like it's the best.
He's awesome.
Like, yeah. And it's just, it doesn't get much better. I know that if anybody or anything wants to come through and get at me, they got to get through that meat missile first, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is the last thing I would want chasing me in the dark.
Bro, he's all, for everybody who doesn't know, he is all black. Like the last thing you'll see is like, oh shoot, white teeth. And then they're on you.
The only thing you see on him at night is his eyes sometimes. And and if you have any kind of like, he's the kind of black that absorbs light.
Yeah.
It's like you find him at night because he's the darkest thing around you.
You just hear like, yeah, you hear him like running on the ground. You're like, where is he? Like, yeah, you know, I'll bend my knees at night when I hear him running because I don't want him to like hit my knee the wrong way.
Yeah.
Anyway,
my dog is like pitch black. And when she was younger, she was super black. Like now she has a couple of gray hairs and stuff like that, but she was like super black when she was a puppy, and she'd come running at you at night. And it like, hearing these footsteps pound the ground and not being able to see where they're coming from just triggers something in you where you're like, oh crap.
Yeah. You're like, you gotta cover
soft spot.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. The sensitive areas in the knees.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah. Yeah. Life is crazy. And I bet a lot of people out there listening that's in this walk, like, you know, you hear so many people like, oh, I'm, you know, came against the spirit of offense today and the spirit of greed or jealousy. And yeah, are those like some attributes we got to look out for? Sure. And I think we all battle that. But like, I think there's a lot of people out there who are actually coming into contact with some real spiritual entities.
Yeah.
And they're trying to cause fear and terror in people, because if they displace your fear from Yahuwah to them, I mean, that's a victory. That's a win they could put in their column.
For sure. Yeah, I 100% agree. Yeah. Yeah. I fear the Most High.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But let me ask you a question, man.
Mm-hmm.
What the heck is going on with Yasharel?
Is it Yasharel?
I want to say so. You know, like we look at it, you know, there's a lot of people out there who have done and taught and spoken for the truth in so many wonderful ways. And I feel like there's a great deal of people now who are bending back to worldly traditions, festivals, if you will, you know, the quote unquote holidays that you just see on every calendar you could buy at Walmart. And then there's a great number of people that are just, I think they're causing confusion by creating these narratives that they really have to stretch scripture to prove, you know?
And some of these people are just trying to, it seems like they're just trying to appease the people, like they're trying not to offend the people, or they're trying to be more inclusive. It seems like that's what it seems like. Is it like some of them are trying to be more inclusive. And then there's others that seem like they're intentionally trying to deceive. It almost seems like
that it's, yeah. Yeah. There are others. It feels like it's getting to that point. Especially when we've seen some of these people they've displayed such great integrity in debates or discussions. And they've called out these different fallacies being used and, you know, all these things. And then now they're using them to try to, you know, basically they're trying to neuter Yasharel. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's a good way to put it.
One of the biggest parts of our protection is obedience. Truth, right? And righteousness are both mentioned in Ephesians 6, you know? Truth, Psalm 119, 142, your Torah is truth. Righteousness, Deuteronomy 6:25. It's righteousness for us to do all these commands. I don't understand what's happening, dude. And it's super frustrating.
It seems like I said, like some people, it seems like they're just trying to be all inclusive. Almost like an ecumenical light.
Yeah.
And then others are, it seems like they're intentionally trying to deceive, which is shocking. And also some of the ones that are trying to deceive are using known bad translations. Like,
yeah,
this same person would like identify mistranslations or bad translations before in the past, but they're using the same ones that they've identified before in the past to build their argument for celebrating like Christmas, for example.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like, also the attitude and the heart posture during the discussions and debates about whether or not you should celebrate Christmas is just like, it's just seems like a douchebag. Like that's the only word I can think of as far as like the behavior. It's like intentionally antagonistic douchebag behavior.
Yeah, it's, you know, and it's so interesting because before, I remember we've talked about some of these people, like, man, the fruits that they show in the face of you know, some pretty rough attacks that were brought against them, like, were really good. They had a super humble and loving heart towards those people still. But now it's like, if you question anything they're saying, like, just get ready for them to try to tear you up with different attacks and attacking your character. They're attacking really Yasharel as a whole. Like, you know, what does it mean? Be set apart. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Be set apart. That means we're going to look different to the majority of the world. And yeah, it's not that because we walk this way, we don't hate the people that are still doing these other traditions and everything. We can hate the traditions, but these people are in the same place we used to be in, most of us. Yeah. You know, I mean, I don't know. Like, I get on one side, I get the loving heart posture that's trying to be pushed through this, right? Like, we should love them. You know, Yah, I told you this. Yah corrected me a while ago about not spitting on the harvest before it's reaped, uh-huh. You know? And that was a really big lesson, but it doesn't mean that I stop speaking truth, even if the truth is offensive, you know?
Which is a truer, like, demonstration of love than this all-inclusive crap. Like, the proper heart condition or the proper approach for all-inclusiveness would be, hey, I don't care who you are. I want you to join. Like, right. Come do this. Don't quit with the man-made crap.
Right. Yeah, I don't get it. And look, apart from that, people trying to, you know, go take one step forward, two steps back, it seems. Man, can I just vent real quick about the bride of Christ, the bride of Messiah?
Get them, nobody.
It ain't us. It ain't us, the people. Okay? You know what? Let me not speak out of my human mouth here. I am going to speak out of my mouth, but I mean, let me not speak out of my own words. Let me just read this real quick. Right? Here's Revelation 21. Okay. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And this is Revelation 21, verse 2. And I, Yochanan, saw the set apart city, renewed Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from Elohim, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's right there. We ain't the bride.
I'm trying to continue here, right? Like, check that out. That's pretty specific. Let me go down to verse 9. And one of the seven messengers, we're going to get even more specific. And one of the seven messengers who held the seven bowls filled with the seven last plagues came to me and spoke with me saying, come, I shall show you the bride. Okay. What's the angel going to show us?
The bride.
The lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me the great city, the set apart Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from Elohim. So there's the bride. I'm not going to call Yahweh or Yahusha my husband.
Nope.
Okay. I have it just hurts me when I hear people say that. Cause guess what? I ain't gay.
Nope.
Yahweh and Yahusha, they're not gay.
Nope.
You know, like, and not only that, they're not going to marry everybody, right? There's not going to be just this weird fan. I mean, you get into some weird trains of thought when you go down this path.
Yep.
Like, we're the wedding guests, you know,
yeah.
Invited to this wedding. Like, all the bridal language is speaking of covenant relationships, like being true to Yahweh through Yahusha, our high priest, and likewise him being true to us because that's his side of the covenant. You know, that's his loving commitment.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but we're the jewels that adorn the Yasharel, right? The kingdom, right?
You're dang right.
All right. So when you marry your wife, you don't also marry the necklace she's wearing or the earring she's wearing or the ring. You're marrying the person.
Well, hold on. All right. It is the end of 2025 here, and I just read some lady just married an AI boyfriend, and people have married all kinds of inanimate objects. So most people would not marry the jewelry. Okay.
Oh man. At least marrying a tree is like, because that used to be a thing. At least marrying a tree, at least it's a living thing. Like,
what
it's
do you
alive.
Mean that used to be? What? What are you talking about?
You never heard of the people that were marrying trees?
What?
Yeah, dude, this was like a whole, like, this was like an anti, forestry movement for a while there.
Oh my gosh. I didn't know. I haven't heard of this.
Which is kind of like, you know, it's a unique idea. I don't think it was like a full blown, like, oh yeah, I'm going to have fun with this tree or anything like that. But it was like, I think it was a way to like protect some of these trees from like some forestry. Obviously this was on the West Coast.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Which I understand, you know, something just feels wrong about chopping down a 2000 year old tree for lumber. Something just feels wrong about that. There's plenty of other trees to chop down.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't necessarily mean marry the tree, though, either.
Yeah. I mean, because you're going to get some big, burly lumberjack who comes over there and he's just going to laugh when you're like, don't cut down my husband.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for
sure. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Instead, and I'm not, okay, I need to be careful. I'm not advocating for this, but just like, I would rather see someone chain themselves to a tree and just be like, I ain't moving. Test of willpower. You know what I mean?
That's like a much better route, I think. Yeah. That's a much better route.
Who officiated these?
I don't know, dude. It's West Coast. I don't know.
Get off my husband, bird. Get off my wife. Get out of here, squirrel.
Quit hurting my wife, woodpecker.
Yeah, knock it off. You're scarring her face all up.
Yeah, or okay, not saying, nah, obviously not encouraging this or saying this is a good idea, but I would say this is a better idea than marrying a tree. Okay. And that would be putting like some bleach in the gas tank of some equipment.
Whoa, bro.
I'm just saying that's a, I'm not saying this is a good idea.
And nobody do that. Nobody do that. Don't do that.
Now, if we're reading the titles of the names, we could be actually telling you to do that.
Okay. All right. Hold on a second. No.
No person should do this.
This is not a thing that should be done in an anti-forest. Yeah. Okay. All right.
But that's a better option.
That's better than being weird, you know?
Yeah.
Nobody respects that weird stuff. I don't, you know?
No, you don't gain any brownie points for doing that weird stuff.
Like, I don't hate anybody. Like, I don't hate people who marry trees. I don't hate people who marry the same sex. I don't hate people who marry AI boyfriends, right?
Yeah.
But like, I want to be a channel of support for them to understand the truth. You know what I mean? That's that I want to see them find the truth so that they don't have to do that. You know what I mean? Anymore.
Yeah.
I think that's clearly, the only way I could put it. Yeah.
Clearly something's like missing in their life. Like,
yeah, there's pain. There's like something. Yeah.
Right. Like they didn't reach that conclusion because everything was going well. what I mean?
100%. Yeah.
It's not like things were going smoothly in their life and they're like, you know what? I'm going to marry a tree.
Well, you know what? Hey, actually, so that woman who married the AI boyfriend, I think that was in Japan. And if you look at their demographic of male to female, that kind of checks out.
Yeah, that kind of does check out. That kind of checks out. Aren't there a lot more women than men?
Yeah, which makes it all that more sad. You know, it's like, man, she's just probably really lonely. My heart really does go out for her then.
Also, aren't they in the danger of like not having enough repopulation to like sustain a country?
I don't know. I don't know. To be honest, I'm not sure.
I don't think they're having enough children being born in Japan for it to be a country for much longer. I don't know. It's weird. Did you know, speaking of Japan, did you know there was an indigenous group on Japan?
Okay, hold up. Wait a second. Did we listen to this together on the road trip?
Oh, snap. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did. I knew it.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, we did.
Well,
we
send totally it, buddy.
I don't remember their names. I don't remember neither anything like that. Dang. I just remember, like, they were saying, like, yeah, there was an indigenous group that were on the islands of Japan before the Japanese showed up, which were apparently just, like, seafaring Koreans.
Man, don't tell the Koreans that. They'd be so mad to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah. Japan did a lot of people dirty.
Bro, Korea has not let that go.
No. No, dude,
you know,
you want to talk about racism, bro. The most racist people I've ever met in my life were like, so there was this one Vietnamese girl that I dated like years back. But like, I remember we pulled up to this pho restaurant and like, she was mad that there were like Filipinos there or something like that, or like Japanese. And obviously, and this was on site too. It was like we didn't even get out of the car and she was already mad. And I just remember thinking like the obvious thing. I was like, how do you know? Like, yeah. How do you know they're Filipino?
Yeah.
Yeah. But they were the most racist people against other Asians, which I don't know. I'm a dumb American. So,
but you look at it, there's just been a lot. There's a lot of history, you know, there's a lot of history, and I can understand. I'm not saying it's right, but I can understand where that came from.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when I was in Korea, I remember like, I was like, hey, I asked some lady, I was like, hey, yo, Ajima, you know, I was like, where's a good sushi joint around here? You know, like, trying to figure out. I'm like, I want an authentic Japanese dude chopping up fish and like throwing it in my mouth from across the restaurant. And, and she's like, just mad. Yeah. Like, no. Like, I just got shut down. And when I say Ajima means like old lady. Like, she was like, I feared this old lady with how like angry she got.
Oh, anyways, man. Yeah, was Ajima like a term of endearment, or was it?
Oh, okay. There's Ajima, and then for the men, it's Adashi, you know. And hey, I'm not. This is just like, bro. It's just how it was. We just had so much fun. I don't know.
Oh, dude, this YouTube is never getting monetized.
It shouldn't anyways. We don't need it.
No, we shouldn't. It's just the reasoning that we're going to get once it gets to that point. It's
like, I just said old lady and old man.
Yeah, but there was an accent involved. I'm Bobby Mom.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I didn't mean it like that. But like, that's how I said it when I was there, because they would... Okay, so we had this one cab driver that we always got, and he was a troublemaker. Like, we'd be like, all right, we need to get back to base. Like, we got 10 minutes till curfew, and we're 30 minutes away. Can you make it happen? And he'd be like, yes, get in. And then he would drive us there are no true meaning to red lights over there. It's just like speed up and make it through without hitting another car.
Ooh.
And like, he would get us. You know, he would get us home on time, even with still stopping at like different bars and clubs. Like, you want to go in? I'll go in with you. You buy the first round, I'll buy the second. Like, but that's why we started saying Ajima and Adashi like that. Cause that's like, he would look at us and say it, you know, like, who's your favorite? Adashi. You know, I'd be like, you are, man. Stop it. Get us home.
Oh, right, man.
Look, we should delete all that if you want to, but I think it's fine.
I think we should totally leave that in.
Good.
I don't see any reason to delete that. I don't see. Okay. So, okay. Another little like vent of what's going on with, like the tour community is that I've noticed like they're more sensitive than the, maybe not the Tory community, just, yeah, we'll say the Tory community, but they seem to be more sensitive than like the super sensitive liberals in the cities.
In many cases, huh?
Yeah. It's like they're looking for a reason to be offended, or they're looking for a reason to correct you, and they forgot, like, you know, harmless humor and stuff like that. It seems like a lot of that has just been stripped away. Like, the first your mom joke is written in scripture.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jehu said, your mom is a whore and a witch. Toss
Throw
her over.
Throw her down.
And the funny part is eunuchs just did it. Like,
yeah, there's no dialogue from them. No. They're just like, oh, yeah.
About time.
Woohoo.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know, man. That's one thing annoying. It's like everybody's so uptight and like just doesn't want to laugh at things that are clearly funny.
Like, yeah. I mean, look at like Eliyahu when he's going up against the prophets of Baal, you know? Like, he's just talking smack the whole time. The whole time. Oh, maybe he's asleep. I don't know.
Yeah. Or Abraham. He's like, yeah, bro. I think the one little G God got mad.
Like, oh, these are the OGs.
Yeah.
You know? Like, yep. Man, I'm not saying, like, we go around, like, you know, necessarily, you know, making fun of people and all that. Like, there's a balance. Like, I will clown on the worship of false Elohim all day.
All day.
It's a stupid, silly thing.
Yep.
You know? Yep. But, yeah.
You mean there's people out here that are rubbing themselves down with cow manure and I can't make jokes about it?
What?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, hold dude. Up.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Big send it on that one.
That's
please.
A whole aspect of Hinduism.
The like, doo-doo?
The doo-doo, bro. Dude, they got so many cow manure products. It's crazy. They got like cow manure lotion. They got cow manure shampoo. They got cow manure toothpaste, bro.
Oh, my gosh.
Toothpaste, man. Dude. And it's like, yeah. Yeah, dude. And you're telling me I can't make jokes? Is that what you're telling me?
Dude, that is... I didn't even realize that was happening.
Yep. That's a whole thing. That's a whole thing, dude. And
oh my gosh.
And I'm wrong for making jokes about it.
Like, I knew you ain't going to get a hamburger over in some of those places. Like, you know what? Forgive me for saying ham burger. What's wrong? What is wrong with the English language?
I don't get it, dude.
But you're not getting a big old beef burger over there, right? Like, I get that, but why you gotta like put the doo-doo in your mouth?
See, and then the whole, like, you know, fight between the Hindus and the Muslims and stuff like that, like, it's just, whether they want to recognize it or not, it's a symbiotic relationship. Like, all the Hindus, okay, you have cows, all right, what happens if I leave a bull in there with a bunch of heifers and I'm not allowed to process any of them, but I have a set amount of land, right? What happens there? We get overpopulation.
Easy. Yeah.
Yeah. So what do? You sell some of these cows to a group you just sell some of the cows. You have no say over what happens with these cows after you sell them. They'll do like, hey, you're not going to eat them, right? And then the Muslims are like, yeah, we're not going to eat them. And then bam, they got food.
And they eat them.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. I would too.
It's a whole symbiotic relationship.
Man. And the fact that I do have cows, like, they ain't making, it's not like horse poop. Like, horse poop is one of the horse or donkeys. It's one of like the least offensive animal poops out there.
Yeah.
Like, cow poop, you're making a mess.
Oh yeah.
Like, you're fixing to, like, you needed to shower. You need a shower.
Yeah, it's sloppy.
Like, yeah, it's not cool.
No.
This is just jacking me up, man. Why would anybody do this?
I don't know. There's a lot of weird things going on in India. Like, the Ganges?
I don't even know what that is.
It's a river there. It's a river there where like open sewage goes into it, and then
everybody jumps in it, huh?
Yeah, and then they'll like wash their face with it, and then I saw this one like video. There's those people on YouTube that like go, they're like either American or Canadian or British or something like that, and they go like travel around the world and they like live stream it at the same time.
Yeah,
man, there was this one dude who was over there. I think he's like some like a chubbier Canadian dude. You, most people have probably seen him. I think he's one of the more popular ones. Seems like a cool guy, but and he goes to like the real remote places. He doesn't just go to like the touristy spots and stuff like that. Pretty cool channel. I can't remember the name of it or anything, but he's over there by the Ganges and he's like filming this group of like, I want to say 20 to 30 year old men that are like swimming in the Ganges and stuff like that. And then one of them does that whole like water fountain thing with the Ganges water out of his mouth. He has like a mouthful of Ganges water and he's just like squirting it like a water fountain and stuff. And it's like, man, you know what's in that water? But it's holy, apparently. So it's, I guess that overcomes the raw sewage and the industrial waste and stuff like that that's dumping in there.
Okay, but that even gets, okay, all right. Let me just say this, and then unless you got anything else, then we could drop it, I guess. But like, if something to you is a holy thing, right, that you're going to set higher precedent or level than the other things in your society.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you dump your raw sewage in it? Like, I feel like that would be the equivalent of us like going to the bronze laver where the laver, however you say it, where the priests will like wash, you know, at the temple and be like, hey, just wanted to let you know, I just threw some raw sewage in there, but I know that's cool. Like, no, that's not okay. You know what I mean?
It ain't holier than that rupee, homie.
Oh man. I'm just saying like, dang.
Yeah, I don't get it. I really don't get it. And, you know, actually, okay, so speaking of India, you know, one thing that I've noticed a lot with these, like, these Christian book writers and stuff?
What's that?
Is that a lot of them will, I just heard about, like, two or three of them this past week, this past weekend. What's even today? Past couple days, I guess.
Yeah.
Whatever days weren't Christmas.
Okay.
those days. That a lot of these like Christian authors and stuff like that, a lot of them seem to like they'll be like a pastor of some mega church and then they'll get some sort of revelation. They'll travel to India, live in India for quite a while, and then they come back writing all these books. What kind of revelation are you coming to in India? Not saying India can't is all bad or anything like that. I'm not saying that at all. I'm sure there's some beautiful, wonderful spots, very, very remote spots and stuff like that too. Not all of it's polluted. I mean, India is a very, very big country. If the United States has all these different microclimates and climates and stuff like that, imagine what India has. But it's like, why do they have that all in common of them going to India, having this revelation and then coming back, quitting their pastor job and then writing these books?
That's weird.
They're not keeping Torah and they're also like trying to either writing books on like organization of the church or like how to develop a relationship with Yah. Not that they're calling them that or anything like that, but, and none of it is like scriptural,
but that's, and okay. So that's an interesting thing, right? Cause we know that like the Ruach, the Holy Spirit, the set apart spirit, that it will lead you to the commands. The Ruach can subject itself to the commands, whereas it, you know, we're told, Paul even says, like, the flesh can't. That's like the whole battle within us. So you take that, right? And anybody who says, like, well, the Spirit led me to do this or that, well, if it's breaking commands or if it's not leading you to the commands, then I am using what Scripture says as a discernment tool to say, well, I'm not going to listen to probably anything you say because you're just either influenced by some other spirit who is lying to you and tricking you, or you're making it up, you know,
for sure.
Now if you go over there, I know that there's a Christian population in India and there's, you know, you go over there on a missions trip trying to spread whichever word, but you know, it makes you wonder, like, if you're not walking with, you know, the full armor, Ephesians 6 armor, which is keeping the commands, you know, keeping the ordinances and right rulings the best we possibly can, then what are you subjecting yourself to?
100%.
I mean,
Are you thumping on the desk, by the way?
Am I?
Sounds like it.
Shoot, I'm sorry, man.
No, you're good. I just noticed it. So I don't know that you've been doing it, but.
I'm all fidgety tonight. I didn't even have caffeine. I don't know. I'm just excited to be back.
All day?
No. Well, no, I had some earlier.
Oh,
I just
gosh.
Mean, like, I didn't preload for this with caffeine, and I'm cooking.
Hey, you know? Okay. I'm on one. So on that note, y'all, I just confirmed today that 20 milligrams of creatine will 100% wake you up, like, as far as brain function if you're sleep deprived.
Hey, what is it? What does it do if you mix it with caffeine?
Violent eruptive diarrhea.
Eruptive. I like your upside down like a fountain.
yes, like Krakatoa up in that porcelain. You don't want to risk that one unless you're like struggling with some severe constipation. Don't mix the two. Not it's in like, that high a dose. Like it's one thing if you're doing 5 milligrams of creatine plus caffeine. You know, a lot of people do that as a pre-workout, no issues. But once you hit that 20 milligram mark of creatine, you don't even want to breathe on some caffeine for a good, like, 30 minutes or so.
Hey, man, it's the one mess that Buc-ee's cannot clean up.
Oh, man.
They just shut that stall down.
It was one of those moments where you're like, did I do that?
did I unlock a new superpower?
Yeah. Like some of this found a wormhole and shot the other direction. This can't be me.
Hey, but we did it. We made sure we talked about this on every single podcast we've ever done.
Yeah. Okay. So getting back into the Riverside, what we stream on and stuff, or what we record on and stuff like that. We noticed that there was like this update that Riverside did for us. And it was like our year 2025 year in review. And it gave us the words that we used most commonly. So the first clip was bro. The second one was, yeah. So 2026, we're going to work on that. We're probably still going to use bro, but we're going to try to eliminate the us.
Oh, are we? I was going to say, let's double down. Let's see if we can do it 2 years in a row.
All right.
Well, I guess we'll get on the same page, everyone. We will.
I was thinking just for the listeners. Like benefit, maybe I don't know, maybe less us, but I like
we'll post know, it as dude. A short and then everybody can tell us
anytime
all,
I record
all 20 one, of our listeners,
yeah, all 20 of you rock stars. Yep. I was like, anytime I record myself and I listen back to myself like speaking, there's so many us or stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, man,
I do it too though. I'll yeah,
do I even know what I'm talking about?
Well, okay, so look at here. Let me lift you up, my brother. On that recording, it was a lot of me just being a dummy, okay? Which I'm okay with. I'm just saying, like, so you're doing pretty good comparatively, right?
Thanks, buddy. Thanks, man. Maybe it was just a lot of you because you were the one that signed in.
Don't push it. Don't push it.
I'm not.
Don't.
I wonder if it's like person specific.
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know, but it was so funny. I was laughing so hard when I saw it.
Because that video came from your login. I wonder if it's going to be the same on my login.
I hope so.
Maybe.
But yeah, you know.
Man, so what are some videos we got planned for the future? What do you think we want to do in the next future? Oh, by the way, if you guys want to give your anonymous testimony, shoot us an email at exiledstrangers@proton.me. exiledstrangers@proton.me. It'll be linked in wherever you're listening. It'll be either in the show notes or the description.
Yeah. Yeah, I would. Well, so on that note, I would love to get some more testimonies in. I would also love it if people just wanted to come on and actually either present a topic that we can all discuss, or even, you know, come on to discuss a topic and actually work through it with us.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool. That'd be really cool.
Yeah, I think so too. Oh, and then what do you think about this? Like, if people had like questions, if they were to like submit them in the email, and then we could like answer them on the, or work through those questions on the video.
That would be great.
I mean, one thing, especially when somebody just begins to discover this walk and everything, like, there's a lot of questions.
Yeah. Yeah. And that, and you can discern how we're answering them, because we do our best. We're not perfect, but we do our best to answer with scripture. Like, scripture has to be the one answering. Otherwise, we're just making some stuff up.
Scripture in context.
Thank you. Yeah. With, you know, matters established for two or three witnesses. So, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, but outside of that, I mean, I'm sure that some topics will arise as, you know, events happen. That typically has been the way it is. Something comes up and then we either respond or make a video on that topic.
Yeah.
Now, we started out this podcast, the first one being breaking down that Christmas and Hanukkah and showing like the lies behind those.
Yeah.
So everybody who's in this walk, you know, being Torah observant, I hate to break it to you, Hanukkah is not a feast you should be doing.
No.
It is certainly is worshiping false Elohim. And actually, if anybody wants to talk about that topic, I know a lot of people in this community hold Hanukkah very closely because it was a one-for-one exchange when they left Christmas. But yeah, give gifts any time of the year. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's like 300 and however many other days. I don't know how long Hanukkah lasts in combination with New Year's and Christmas, but whatever that combined number is, subtract that from 365. And that's how many other days you have to give gifts.
Yeah. Like us two here, right? Like every time we meet up, we give each other gifts just because it's just what we do. It's either knives or guns or energy drinks, you know, whatever it is. It's it's just what we do. I don't know.
Energy drinks.
Yeah.
Just, yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Or food.
Food. Yeah.
Yeah. So, before we cut this off, I'm going to talk about the pirates.
Bro, let's talk about the pirates.
Let's talk about the pirates, dude. Oh, man. We might be pirates before too long, but not the pirates you're thinking of, the one-eyed, peg-leg gay guys, but the real, the good pirates.
Oh, hold the phone, dude.
Yeah.
You telling me. Okay. Well, let's pause this. Let's describe what's going on. Give everybody a clue. And then I'm going to come back to this with what you just said.
Yep.
That hurt.
Hey, man.
All right. That hurt. All right. I love you, bro, but that hurt.
I said we're not those guys.
Right.
Yeah.
That's my point. Okay. Because I'm going to tell you my perspective on it. And you're going to be like, oh.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Let's hear this.
So 1812, letters of marque allowed U.S. citizens to go seafaring and combat piracy, right? You get to keep the booty, whatever you found on the ships. You know, it was kind of like whatever you find, that's your reward to keep you going and doing this. And then the U.S. government benefited, right? Because pirates were being put down.
I thought it was to combat they allowed piracy to combat the British and the Spanish. Is that a different one?
Yeah, it was kind of like, I don't know, things get a little blurry perhaps in hindsight, but
okay.
Yeah, this had to do some piracy.
Okay.
But there's a bill. There's a bill now that's being pushed to allow today American citizens to do just that and combat drug traffickers and other type of piracy type labeled people, right? With apparently the same sort of stipulations, like you get to keep what you find kind of thing. So That being said, there's a situation at hand, right? How could you say that it's not cool to be like a stereotypical cartoon pirate?
Okay, stereotypical cartoon pirate, perfectly fine. Historically accurate pirate, a lot of gay stuff going on.
Okay, I don't want to do that, but I mean, like, I could see out of both eyes, but I want to wear an eye patch, you know?
Well, that part is fine. That part is fine.
I want to have a monocular, extending monocular deal and look out of my other eye.
Dude.
You know, it'd be like,
if we're going to be modern pirates and we're breaking out some old school monoculars, we already lost.
The point's not to win. The point's to have fun for as long as we can. I don't even want what's on their boat.
But we got to get just the streets. Like, this is the dilemma we've been running into, y'all. It's like, all right, let's say we become good pirates.
Yeah.
Not the bad ones, but good pirates. And we're just like, hey, surrender. And then they give up the boat and we get all the goods on the boat. And then we're like, man, what do we do with all this cocaine?
Well, before we figure out what to do with all that, we're like, walk the plank, you know?
Yep.
There's going to be planks.
We'll give them some life jackets and some life vests. Okay, even more of a reason why we can't dump the cocaine overboard is if we just put all these people in the water because they were like drug smugglers and stuff like that. And then we just amped up the sharks with some cocaine and we got cocaine sharks just swimming around. Bro. It's gonna be theatrical what happens in that water. Like,
not only that, or they just like muster up cocaine power and swim to shore super fast and then they get away. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's that too. Like, maybe the decommissioned pirates, or the smugglers, maybe they dip into a little of the cocaine and then they get to shore pretty quickly. I guess that would be a plus, maybe, because we're not trying to kill anybody.
No. But I mean, I'm not going to let them go either. I mean, I guess this would be one of those things that, see, this is where it starts to not sound fun anymore.
Yeah. This is where we got some details to figure out, but also, like, what do we do with all this cocaine? Like,
you can't give it to the government. They're just going to sell it.
Can't burn it. Cause
everybody's high.
Obvious reasons.
everybody in a mile radius is like, you know, making sketch art in their room and planning bank robberies. So
more business ideas will be created in the
yeah, you said zooted. Oh man. Yeah.
Okay, so that's part of the dilemma is like, all right, cool, we took cocaine off the streets, but now we got a lot of it. What do we do with all this? And then we're just kind of like stuck with it.
We either have to have a huge warehouse under like guard and we just store it so nobody has access to it, you know?
Yeah.
Or we find an island that nobody inhabits, or maybe some what are those? Those Komodo dragons. We'll go to Komodo Island. It's in Indonesia, right?
Bro, what?
And we'll drop off the cocaine there.
What?
So that way no humans can get it because nobody wants to go battle those things.
Bro, yeah, but then Komodo dragons can swim, dude. They're going to be just skimming on the top of the water, just flying towards people. They're going to be like, dude, I've been waiting my whole life for generations. We've been waiting for cocaine so we can make it to the land mass and feast. All right.
Dang it. Dude. Like, no matter, because I'm trying to think of like what we could use as natural security guards and some zooted Komodo dragons are terrifying.
Dude, they're already terrifying. Like, the fact that they just like walk up, they bite you, and then they just wait for you to die. They're just like off in the distance, just watching, waiting for you to die. Dude, like, that was one thing I was terrified of when I was a little kid. Like, whenever I was like taking a bath or whatever. Dude, I just knew there was a Komodo dragon on the other side of the bathroom door.
Oh, dang.
I knew it.
Dang.
Yeah.
I was always afraid that a snake was going to come out of the toilet.
Dude, I check the toilet before I sit down every single time.
Yeah.
Every single time. Yeah, everybody's seen those Discovery Channel. When Discovery Channel actually did some real stuff and they weren't just reality TV, dude, they were causing nightmares.
Yeah. It happened here.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
With real life animals.
All right. So what are we going to do with all this cocaine?
I don't know, dude. Like maybe we find a volcano. And then we got a zooted cocaine.
That was an accident. No, or was it? That was perfect. It's just blowing off like crazy.
Oh, man. See, no, okay. Then that's going to cause a for sure eruption because after the cocaine is, we're going to have to dump cocaine and Flonase down there. Just so it doesn't get all clogged up in the veins. Flonase.
Wait, hold on a second. Can we just keep saying this C word over and over and not get flagged?
We've been adamantly against anybody using cocaine. I think we're okay.
Yeah, like all drugs.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I think we're fine as long as we don't tell people like, hey, has yeah. some sort of medicinal value. No,
not it ain't getting sold. It ain't getting passed out. To nobody.
No.
You know, we're getting it off our hands as quick as possible in a secure place. We're just trying to find that place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely ain't putting it on an island with cannibals on it.
Oh, no.
You know,
this is going nowhere near Papua New Guinea.
Yeah. Not even close.
No. Now, if anybody's curious about the whole, what's it called whenever you hand off like secret material, I keep wanting to say Chamber of Commerce. That's not even kind of close to what it is,
bro. You lost me.
The custody
chain, like a chain of custody.
If you're ever curious about the chain of custody of cocaine and how it gets in and out of the United States, check out the song Peruvian Cocaine by Immortal Technique. It'll, in about 3 to 4 minutes, you'll know everything you need to know about how drugs get into America.
I don't condone the language and a lot of the rough stuff they say, but there's a lot of truth in a lot of things.
There is a lot of truth. Don't be so offended by the language that you miss the message.
Yeah. You know, this world is just so broken. Like,
yeah.
You know what's great is when Yahusha returns, he's mm-hmm. going to be like, hey, everybody. I know exactly what to do with that cocaine. And he's just going to burn it with a fire so hot that all of the bad stuff is gone.
Yeah. You know? Yep.
Like everything.
Yep. It's going to be destructive pyrolysis.
He's going to be like, you guys considered taking it to the Komodo Dragon Island? He's like, are you serious?
And I'm going to say that was nobody's idea. I was opposed to that as soon as he uttered it.
And this is why it's a council, you know, not one person making any decisions. You
know, I'm like, that's the beginning of a low budget movie.
Bro, yes. 100. They made Cocaine Bear.
But that was off a real... Okay, that was one bear. Dude.
Oh, right.
That
right.
was one bear. Imagine the whole island of Komodo dragons.
Bro, okay, we're talking as if we're going to get all of the boats with all of the drugs and take it to this island. Like, we need to, you know, like, refine our tactics. Because I want to go old school. Like... Harper's Ferry pistols and swords.
Oh, dude, that's going to be difficult.
Is it, though? It's nobody's like, expecting that.
Yeah, I get it, but the cartel's got submarines now.
I ain't worried about what I can't see. I'm on a wooden boat with some bed sheets pushing it along the sea. I don't know nothing about boats. We need an expert.
All right, so we start off with a wooden boat and some bed sheets. And then we just slowly upgrade until we get a galley. And then all the other like drug smugglers that we got, we put them to work. And they're disgruntled employees. And they're pulling the oars. They're not slaves. That's not what they are. They're like, hey, you got an option. Either you can swim to shore from wherever we are. We also need a navigator. You can swim to shore from wherever we are.
I'll navigate.
Or you can pull this oar. Oh, will you?
I'll pay attention. It's not that I can't do it. It's just that our conversations get me so into them that I just forget that I'm the one with the map.
Dude, we're going to be on a boat. All we're going to have is conversation, dude. We're going to go like 90 miles one direction. And I'm going to be like, hey, man, are we still going the right direction? And you're going to be like, oh, crap.
Okay, it's easier on a boat. There's no turning down roads. I'm just looking at the degrees on a compass, and we're going that way. You know?
Oh, man. Hopefully one of the first boats we pull over has a GPS.
No, you don't need all that. Hey, we get all these boats. We start tying them together. Okay, we tie them all together. Oh. Have you ever seen Waterworld?
Yeah, actually, I have.
yeah, that's what I'm thinking. but with like the three-sided hat and a pirate patch.
Okay. The pirate patch is the one of the least gay things about the pirates.
Thank you. I mean, I didn't think it was that bad.
No,
I mean,
I'll probably even
have a little pinhole in it still, since I can see out of both eyes. But
okay, which eye are you going to patch up?
The left. My right's my shooting eye.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
that makes sense. We need some real cannons.
Okay. And then we just hit up like every single thrift store to get all the forks and knives and spoons.
Yep. We know who to hit up about antiques.
Hey, that's a good point.
Yep.
Well, good luck having them allow us to shoot it out of a cannon.
It's for the cause. It's for the cause.
Oh, man.
They're gonna be on the boat with us, dude. Who do you think's gonna be, like, the one person, you know, for sure? Hey, okay, so one person is just gonna be comedic relief the whole time.
True.
The other person is gonna be cooking some bomb food.
The comedic relief, though, he's gonna be our captain.
Oh yeah, no, he would be an awesome captain.
Yeah,
he's gonna be an awesome captain.
Yeah. And tell us to go do something, be like, look smart about it. Like, all right, dang, Captain, sorry.
We're going to need at least one crew member who's familiar with boats. At least one. Dude, we don't know what the front is called.
The pointy part.
Yeah, that's the issue.
And the back is the squared off part.
Yeah, I agree. I don't disagree, but
we'll paint them for different zones. Go to green zone, and that's the front.
Dude, whoever we pull over first is going to be like, "You've got to be kidding me!"
Like, were you guys playing Twister up here? Like, what are you?
Dang! Yeah, we're gonna have to get a boat with a motor pretty quickly.
Oh man, that's so cool to think about.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, nobody's going to suspect it. Like this ragtag wooden boat that was made out of some old barn we pulled down. Like, we're looking good coming up.
But that's the thing, dude. They're in like cigar boats, dude. They're like going fast.
They think they're stopping to help us. And then they don't realize that we're coming aboard. Like, I'm gonna swing on a rope right over,
bro. They're on a Ducati, butt cheeks up in there, hitting corners off the and we're over here on a pedal bike.
Look, all right, we're gonna make it.
Yeah, I'm just saying, we need a faster boat.
You know, as this conversation continues, I realize that we absolutely should not do this.
We just gotta iron out some logistical issues.
Right.
That's it. We just gotta. Okay. So when I lived in Australia, there was a guy who was at the same place I was staying at, who spent like, was it like 15 years on an old style, like sailor ship? It was like an old merchant ship. And it was this whole thing where there was like the staff, the people who worked on the ship, which is what he did. And he's like started from like literally swabbing the decks to like working his way up. And then it was like an experience you could pay for and go do. And he would go stay on the ship for like 3 months or something like that. I have none of his contact information.
Okay.
And he was kind of a nomad, but we should try to find him.
I love that idea. He's probably already waiting. He's like, I know there's two guys out there that want to do this.
Yeah.
This thing.
Yeah. Yeah. He was on that boat for a long time, too. I don't remember his name either.
Shoot.
Well,
which is pretty much nothing to work on.
Kind of hard to search the world and all the sea for somebody, but we could do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He pretty distinct looking dude. He looks like if you said he was a sailor, if he came up to you and said he was like an old school merchant sailor, you'd believe it.
Okay.
Yeah. He right. looks the part. He looks like he came straight from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, that's who we need on our crew.
Who?
Just people like that.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like a character from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Nah. None of them are cool enough.
We can at least use modern guns, though.
Yeah, I know.
I need a lever action.
Okay, I know there's modern lever actions, but, you know.
That's what we need to do.
Harper's Ferry pistols. Because I want to swing. I want to swing on a rope. And then when I let off a round, there's got to be so much smoke. And then I fly through the smoke, continuing that swing, you know? And then somebody's got to be playing music back on our boat the whole time, you know?
The front of our boat is just tilted up because we got these huge speakers on the back of it just blasting
music. Yeah, we already have our dedicated musician who's now got to learn sea shanties.
Yeah. He's gonna have to drop that acoustic guitar and switch over to something electric.
Yeah, like a double electric guitar.
Yeah,
with the two. You already know.
Yep.
How many strings you got? I don't know.
All of them.
So many.
All of them.
I play two songs at once.
Double digits. Dang. All right. So if anybody's got any suggestions, or if any of y'all is a navigator or know anything about boats, let us know. Shoot us an email at exiledstrangers@proton.me. We'd appreciate it.
This might be the last one that anybody ever took us serious halfway through. And then they're just like, oh, that's who these guys are. They're clowns.
Oh.
We just like to have a good time in the midst of a world that is just full of pain and sorrow.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, and we're not the ones that were like, hey, bring back the letters of marque. This was presented to us.
Like, right. This is U.S. government 2025.
Yeah. This wasn't our original idea. We weren't even thinking about piracy, good piracy, until it got brought up to us. So we're just taking lemons and turning them into lemonade.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Yep. Yeah. Mm. What else you got, buddy?
I don't know. I think that's it, man, for our little debut comeback episode.
Cool.
The next episode, I'm sure it's going to be a thought out episode that we prepare for with scripture, but it's just good getting back, you know?
Yep. Letting y'all know where we've been, what we've been up to, what we've been doing. We're alive. We didn't quit. We're just on a hiatus. I'm trying to think. I mean, I'm sure we're going to think of like five more things as soon as we
end. Yeah, I got something. I got something. Hey, everybody, subscribe, please, so I can get on here on the lives.
Right.
And so I can start, you know, combating these witches.
Yep. Yep. Wait. The lives, you mean like so we can start going live?
Yeah. So we go on YouTube live. And
I think we could get on Twitch almost automatically.
We could. I just YouTube live. That's the witch hub. We got to start speaking some truth live on there. There's a bunch of other people too that are like trying to prophesy and all this, like all the prosperity stuff, and like, oh, so here and you're gonna reap tenfold. It's like get out of here.
Yep.
If ever. To either of us ever like ask for any sort of money, it's going to be to somebody else for somebody else. And you will have proof of where that money goes.
For sure.
It ain't going to us.
No. Yeah. It's just like, I mean, okay. So whenever we go on these road trips and stuff like that, half of like, whenever we're talking about like, if we were to ever come into funds, it would be like, here's all the awesome stuff we could do. Like feeding people.
Yeah.
Honestly, if I were to have access to I don't, I, let's say $500 million. Like if that, which is an achievable goal.
That's like one smuggling boat.
That means we'd have to sell the cocaine though.
No, no, no. Like we get them on the return trip.
Oh, okay. Okay. <You know? laughs> I think you just cracked the code here.
Yeah.
But okay. Access to $500 million. You know how many different places around the world we could end hunger in where like hunger is just no longer an issue?
Oh, bro.
And I don't mean like, yeah, we just buy them food and then set it and give it to them and then they're still on the dole. I mean like set up legitimate, long-lasting, self-replicating perennial food systems.
Yeah, like regional food plots.
Yeah, like fix the issue.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. That's what we talk about.
Yeah. That just sounds so good. Like, oh, man.
It's way easier than anybody wants to believe.
Yeah. That's the saddest part.
Yeah. Yeah. It really is. It's totally an achievable goal. Like even if North America, even if just the United States, let's say the United States, it was set to task to produce food for the rest of the world. Totally doable. Totally doable. We have more than enough land here. Not saying that that's like the best route to go, because it definitely isn't. The best food for you is the one that's grown locally to you.
Right.
But
yeah, well, okay. So that brings up something that I forgot to mention earlier mm-hmm. when you were talking about the lamb mm-hmm. that's brought in from like Oconus. If you go to like Costco, Sam's Club, all that, figure out, go to their meat department, just have a conversation with them, ask them where all that meat comes from. None of it's coming from the U.S. Like none of it.
None of it. Especially the beef.
Yeah.
Which is crazy that like the, like why would we put, okay, so this is like the supposed America first regime, right? Why aren't we giving support to American beef farmers? And why are we giving support to Argentinian and Venezuelan beef farmers over American beef farmers?
Yeah, that makes no sense.
It makes no sense.
None.
At all.
But now I just cracked another part of the code, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
So when we capture these smuggling boats,
uh-huh.
and we take the dudes or ladies that are on it, right? And then we give them jobs working at these food plots, these regional food making
places.
There
we go.
There and we're go. Like, you're going to turn your life around and we're going to help you do it.
We're going to have to keep an eye on the crops.
Oh, yeah. Ain't nobody's growing the crazy stuff.
We're going to put them somewhere cold so they can't.
They'll be supervisors, you know, like we'll have something in. Okay, so assuming the best, though, they're gonna be like, I never knew that you could just farm and eat the food and be happy and learn Torah and just like life is better
for sure. Yep. Coca leaves don't grow in Wisconsin.
That's right.
yeah
man,
that'd be awesome. Well, y'all, thank y'all for listening. We'll be, what day are we uploading? Wednesdays? Is that the, what we were doing? I think that's what we were doing before.
Soon.
Yeah. So I guess just listen to, okay, we'll do Wednesdays.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll just stick to that same schedule. It was either Wednesdays or Thursdays. I think it was Wednesdays. Okay. But we'll just stick to that same schedule as before. Look out for us on Wednesdays. Start uploading. So you can see us on YouTube. You can see us on any podcast platform. And yeah, look out for some YouTube shorts and stuff like that. We usually clip these up into some shorts and give you guys little tidbits of the episodes and everything. And don't forget to shoot us an email if y'all got any solutions to the Good Pirates stuff.
Bro, I ain't got time for that, to be honest. Like, I ain't got time to go do that.
or if you guys want to give your testimony, if you got any questions, or you know, we're open for the communication, that's for sure. So
yeah,
any last word? We need to figure out a way to like outro these episodes.
Yeah, well, okay. Before we do, look, again, serious content coming soon. Please come join in. Love you guys.
Love you guys.
So, bye.
Bye. Bye.